Today's episode is going to be about how some narcissists and toxic people can manipulate therapists. How they, some of them go through therapy just to become better narcissists. Y'all, so I put into a group, a self-aware narcissist group, 5 years ago, way before I started my social media stuff, where y'all would just get on here and hop on here and just like, Lee Hammack is faking and he's not a narcissist and he just fakes it for clout and boop, 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 blah, 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 boop, boop, beep, beep. So what I put on social media group was, I was talking about fighting my own self-aware tendencies. I like, hey, the self-destructive thoughts and tendencies, how do I fight these? It's like an uphill battle every day that I struggle to gain control of. My inner self is becoming stronger and I'm beginning to lose sight of which is the real me. Am I the funny guy that motivates everyone around him, or am I the envious schemer that enjoys peril? Somebody said, why can't you be both? And then I responded, I'd love that. I told my wife that therapy would either help me heal me or turn me into a better, more equipped narcissist. Those are my words from 2017. Therapy will either heal me or turn me to a better, more equipped narcissist. What do you think it did, y'all? I'm not healed. I tell you all the time, in the beginning of my videos, I'm still a narcissist. Therapy is not the end-all be-all for narcissistic people. Therapy is not the cure for narcissistic people, toxic people. Therapy can help if they allow it, but most of them are not going to allow it. Most are not going to allow it to help them. Most people, most narcissistic people are going to go into therapy, become angry because they don't trust the therapist, or the therapist is just not educated enough to deal with narcissists and toxic people. Some narcissists, some narcissistic people go to therapy, manipulate the therapist into thinking that they are not the issue. They are willing and able to work on the things that you don't want to, that you feel like are issues in the relationship. But you know, they are the problem. They are the issue. They're going to say you're the problem because you stick around. Yeah, you know I mean, they're going to blame you for things because you stick around. Because they'll tell the therapist, like, if I'm so bad, why did they stick around? And they love you. They love. You know how that goes. But the narcissistic person will absolutely sit inside a therapist's office, sit in their therapist's chair, and tell that therapist that you are the issue. That they've done everything that they possibly can to fix this relationship, that you are the issue, and that they are working on it. They don't want to leave because they love you. They will manipulate their therapist. Or they'll go into therapy, pick up the words and the terminology that the therapist uses, and use it against you. Y'all will send a narcissist to therapy, like I said, become a better, more equipped narcissist. And y'all be like, well, Lee, are you an evil person? You went to therapy and became a better evil person? You Jezebel spirit having evil son of a beep? No, I don't think narcissists. See, most people, most toxic people, most narcissistic people are going to consider the word narcissist an insult. I know that's who, I know I have a personality disorder. It's called narcissistic personality disorder. I understand that I have it. So it's not insulting to me. So I go to therapy. I become a better narcissist, but I don't consider myself a worse person. If you can look at the stuff that I'm doing on social media and in real life and can think I'm a bad person, then that's on you. Like, literally helping tens of thousands of people now change their lives and understand and validate people. But somehow I'm still a bad person. Now, you can put my helpful numbers up against a lot of people in the narcissistic abuse healing community. And not very many people are doing more than I am. But I'm a bad person. You wrap it around your mind. That's why I say a narcissist doesn't have to mean a bad person. Do narcissists do terrible things? Absolutely, yes. But non-narcissists do them too. You know what I mean? Narcissistic people just, you know, most narcissists are just not willing to go sit and look in the mirror and take the truth about themselves. Because guess what, y'all? You know this. The truth hurts. The truth is like a damn vector knife. You know those vector knives used to sell, go door to door knocking and selling vector products? That's what the truth is to narcissists. Those sharp ass... like a Bushido blade to the gut. So some narcissistic people, y'all want, so many people in my comment sections are just like, how do I get them to go to therapy? Yeah, therapy does not mean that they're going to come out, they're not going to come out the therapist's office and be like, thanks for sending me there, honey. My life is better and your life is going to be better as a result of it. It's time to make some changes. I had to make some changes. And then consistently do that. That is an extreme rarity, y'all. That's so rare. I tell people it's less than a 1% chance that a narcissistic person will go to therapy. That's just the estimation, y'all, what I've seen on Google. Less than a 1% or less chance that a narcissistic person will go to therapy and make positive behavior alterations. Again, if you had this is what I tell people, if you had 100 glasses of poison sitting on the table, right? 100 glasses of clear liquid. 99 of those are poisonous. One of them is clear water. Would you take the chance of going, hey, Would you take the chance of drinking? Would you take the risk of drinking any one of those glasses, or you just walk away from the table? Would you take a chance? 99 of these 100 glasses are full of poison. They all look alike, though. They look like water. You trying to tell you can't? There's no taste test. There's no nothing. You got to take it. You got to pick up one of these at random and drink it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
99 of them are poisonous. Are you willing to take that chance? Most people are going to say, hell no, I ain't taking that chance. That's just too much for me. But y'all do it in relationship dynamics with narcissists all the time, trying to get them to go to therapy. You're literally picking up glasses off that table and drinking poison. You're taking chances, picking that glass up and drinking poison. Taking that chance. But your wife picked that glass up off the table. She didn't pick up the glass up off the table. She left. She walked away from the damn table. She did. She didn't pick a glass up. She left. Y'all, she left. She didn't make me do anything. She literally turned away from the table and left. I don't think people realize that. She didn't take a glass off the table. She left. Y'all are taking glasses off the table because you continue to stay in that dynamic. You're just like, boop. This one looks like water. Boop, boop. Mm-hmm. 99% chance that you're going to get poisoned. 1% chance that you won't. Some people are willing to take that because you feel like it's not poisonous. It's like, well, what if it's not poison? What if it just makes you, what if it doesn't kill you? What if it just makes you really sick, but you get better? I take that chance then. So you try to lessen it. You try to lessen it. You see how you just diminished what you're going through? It's killing you slowly inside, but you just diminish it. Say it's going to make you really sick. I'm just saying, so many people try to diminish what you're going through. Just like, but what if it wasn't poison? What if you didn't die with the, what if the chemical that looks like water? What if it was just like, you know, something that you're allergic to? You're not going to die. What if you get sick? You're just going to get really sick. What if you did that? That way, you could probably drink more than one glass. You see how you're trying to justify staying in a relationship? So many people, you in these relationship dynamics with narcissistic people, you do these mental gymnastics to try to stay in a relationship, to try to justify your existence in this relationship. And it doesn't work that way, y'all. It just doesn't. That's what I try to tell people. I'm not trying to hurt people's feelings. I'm not trying to put people in pain or anything like that. I'm just trying to share the truth of what people are going through, honestly. And why y'all tell me I was super shining in this video? I'm right here super shiny. I got makeup wipes sitting beside my thing. I get super shiny. I had a photo shoot yesterday. But yeah. No, some narcissistic people will go to therapy, talk to the therapist, and not get better. There's no guarantee. That's what I said. Therapy can be weaponized against you. Because especially if it was your idea for them to go to therapy, oh my goodness. They're gonna come out that therapy appointment super angry at you. You may blame you for making them go through it and deal with that. You know, because sometimes therapy, you go in there and if they do stay for a few sessions, they'll be working through some childhood trauma issues and stuff like that. They're going to come home mad as hell because they'll be delving up memories that they forgot happened to them and stuff like that. It's going to be a big, big thing, yo. So that's why I tell people, you on this journey that you're on right now, you have to absolutely stay empowered. You just do. You do. You absolutely do. Because if you don't, like I said, I'm just telling you, you have to pick and choose. Like, if this person goes to therapy, there's no guarantee that they're going to get better. So you have to pick and choose. Should you stay or should you go? Should I stay or should I go? Dr. Romney has a book out there. Read Dr. Romney's book. Because nobody can tell you to stay or leave. You have to decide that for yourself. As I was saying, people, y'all want so bad for them to go to therapy. It can't, look, and there's no set number of therapy sessions that can help a narcissist, y'all. I'm going to be in therapy for the rest of my life. If y'all follow Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, one of the other self-aware narcissists on YouTube, he has a podcast as well. He's going to be in therapy for the rest of his life. He's fine with that. I'm fine with that. You see how that works right there? We're fine with that. If you can barely get your person to one session, you think they're going to be fine with going to therapy for the rest of their life. There's no break. Rest of their life. You can't get them to go to one session, but now you have to get them to agree to go for the rest of their lives. Come on, y'all. Realism wins. You have to be realistic in your goals and your mindsets and things like that, because if you're not realistic, you're going to lose. 100 glasses of a clear liquid that looks like water on the table, one of them is actually water. You can drink it, your thirst can be quenched and things like that. 99 of them are poisonous. 99 of them. Literally, 99 of them. Are you willing to sit around and take that chance? 99% chance that person won't get better, but a 1% chance that that person will go to therapy and get better. You know what I mean? So this half poison. It's like a drop of poison in that water because they might go to therapy and not get better. You know what I mean? I'm not laughing at y'all, I promise. I say some silly stuff. But y'all, I'm going to wrap this thing up real quick. Y'all have a one-on-one on Zoom here coming up. If y'all don't know, live in-person meet and greet in Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd. The Honeysuckle at Lakewood Restaurant in Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Durham, North Carolina. I'm going to be posting more information across my social media platforms, but come out, say hey, I'll be there. Raw Motivations will be there. Kerry McAvoy will be there. Lisa Sunny will be there. And another creator named Bree from abuse_is_abuse will be there as well. Durham, North Carolina, come through, say hey. Mental illness is out. Peace.